Yep, this is me right now. We're taking on water. And I'm going to stay on this ship until 8 o'clock tonight if I have to jump off. Kyle is long gone in the Atlantic on his life raft. Hugh, you still with me?
I'm here with you, okay. Joe. Oh. Feels like the it does feel like the Titanic a little bit, though.
Yeah, we're sinking. We hit an iceberg last night, and that's all right, because I still believe. Am I worried? Yes. Is my head telling me they're in big trouble? Yes. I just have this feeling the series isn't over. I thought Philly's in five to start the series. They got to lose three times, said lose in five, and we only have two losses. 215-592-9494. All right, the lineup for tonight. If you missed it, I read it right before we talked to Elliot a few minutes ago. The Phillies lineup for tonight. Hugh, it's interesting. We had the debate earlier, should Bohm play? And really nobody thought Bohm should play. Well, he is in the lineup tonight. Tonight's lineup, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos. Bohm back in their fifth against lefty, Realmuto six. Stott in at second base, so he's putting Stott in against a lefty. Weston Wilson in left field, so no more of the Austin Hayes experiment. Wilson is in left. Brandon Marsh against a lefty in center. And obviously Ranger on the mound to start this game. So the real decisions here, Hugh, were Bohm in. He put him in. Stott over Sosa against a lefty. He wants Stott's bat in there, even though it's a lefty. Wilson over Hayes. And Marsh over Rojas. What do you think about the topper lineup tonight?
No, he still believes in Bohm. That's what kind of jumped out to me. Because yesterday, like I said, it was one of those situations where I know he's trying to make a play, but you got to be smart in that situation. But he's trying to make it happen. And to your point, that lineup is similar to the lineup that you put out. He's taken away a little bit from defensive and trying to get the bats going a little bit.
Yeah, he's going back to guys that played more this year, even though maybe they didn't play against lefties down the stretch, both Stott and Marsh. I'm good with Stott. I'm good with Marsh over Rojas. You got to hope he gets more offense out of him. And the Weston Wilson angle, I'm good with this. After watching Austin Hayes' at-bats yesterday, and what did Topper say after the game? He looks rusty. I mean, he hasn't played much. I mean,
that was nice of him to say.
I know. He does look like a guy that's not played baseball in 2 months. He's been hurt.
He looks like
or
he
sick.
Shouldn't play baseball.
It's going down as an all-time bad trade. I mean, not that we gave up anything. It was, Dominguez? Like, it wasn't like a big thing. But the fact that that was the deadline acquisition, and we now have Weston Wilson starting a playoff game. So we line up Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, Bohm, Realmuto, Stott, Wilson, Marsh as lineup. Do we feel better in seeing the lineup?
They got a hit.
So no.
I mean, they got a hit. I mean, the bottom line is they got a hit. They got to take some better approaches at the plate. They got a hit tonight. Can't be like it was last night.
Kyle, you feel better?
No.
Okay.
Whatever. Like
he said, whatever.
I told you, Vince, the towel has been thrown in. White flag waved.
I mean, you're still mad at the Elliott take, so we.
Well, I'm stewing over that. Apologize to the Sixers.
There's one thing I'm not going to do.
That ain't
today.
The worst thing I've heard on the station, though. It's right up there.
It's up there. That was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
To the Sixers.
I like how he says it. Well, I can imagine him saying it with a straight face.
I kind of feel like the way you must feel when we tell you to apologize to Castellanos. Like,
there's no reason to apologize to the Sixers. Like, Castellanos actually came through.
Right. No.
Gave you a reason to apologize.
I find it fascinating because, you know, we are in a business where we all have to have takes, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who believe wholeheartedly the takes that they have. Elliot believed that take.
No doubt in my mind.
Elliot owes our audience an apology for letting them hear that. I'm not even kidding. That was a disgraceful take.
No doubt in my mind, Elliot believed that take wholeheartedly.
I think this is one of those things where we shelve it for now. Let's get back to the phones. But I think we should hold on to this one.
Oh, dude, I'm going to blow a gasket.
I think one day
if we come back to this.
I think one day we will. There's no question. Well, their season starts in a few weeks.
I know.
Yeah, I think it's worth holding on to. For my sanity, I'm going to put it to the side for now. Let's go to Spock in Flowertown. What's up, Spock?
Good afternoon, fellas. Just let me give you a little talk real fast.
Okay.
You could say whatever you want. Now that Ranger's playing, that's good. Ranger reminds me like a Nick Foles kind of thing. Plus, Ranger, I watched his games. When he played the first 10 games I was watching, he was well-developed in the back. Whatever his off-season regimen was, whoever his mentor was, where he was doing a great job. But when he got back here, I could see, you know, you might lose that. And he lost it as I watched it. I didn't see the same development. And then somebody told me it was back. I knew it. But what does the one thing that Nick Foles and him do? What does Ranger do when he walks off the mound after an inning?
What does he do?
Yeah, what does he do? He looks up to heaven, makes the sign of the cross.
He
what
does.
What does Nick Foles do?
Same thing.
I knew the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl because all the games were right at the end of the year for Nick Foles to get in shape and go right in. So I'm just saying, I'm a kid who grew up in South Philly. I was South Philly's first pro hockey player. My parents, you can look me up on YouTube. I caught Wilbur Montgomery in the end zone 1980, ran in my arms. So I'm just
I don't give
you.
A shit.
Well, that's pretty cool, though. I like that. We got a Philadelphia fan legend. Wilbur ran into his arms. Spock, yes. I think that's pretty cool.
I mean, I think it's pretty cool. Kyle, not so much.
They all came in my father's gear station. South Philly, he gave them homemade.
No, I believe you. I believe you. It's not me. It's Kyle.
I'm looking that up on YouTube right now. Spock,
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm not criticizing you. Mystique of that Nick Foles, and that, and what are people praying? They're praying their faith, and they're also praying for the Phillies.
Of course they are. Spock, definitely. It's a good phone call, Spock. We appreciate it. How about the Spock's giving us a little angle we hadn't thought of yet?
Oh!
I don't need any John Johnson right now. I felt that last night. When Winker hit the ball up to the upper deck, that's the sound I heard. 215-592-9495. I have to look up that video there, because that's the fan Wilbert ran into.
Maybe another day.
Well, all right. I'll do it on the break. I'll do it on the commercial.
Kyle's done. Kyle's like,
I know, he is.
He can't wait. He got one more hour to
Elliot took the wind out of my sails.
Come on, Spock's
like,
trying to give
one
you a
more hour.
He brought up Nick Foles.
Idiots.
Nick Foles should make you nothing but smile and believe. He brought up Nick Foles.
I mean,
is that what he
pointing
invokes?
Up to the sky and doing the cross. World Series confirmed.
He does do that. He hits chest a couple times, points right up.
We're back.
Scoreless first tonight.
That's right.
Hit that chest point right up. I'll do it in my living room. 215-592-9494. All right, let's call somebody out next. We got to call out a player. We're going to each give you one player that needs to step up tonight for the Phillies. If they pull this off, if they win game four in New York and get this thing back to game five tonight, who's the player? You might have an idea who I'm going to call out. 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And what do we got now?
We got something.
You got me talking about FanDuel. I didn't hear Kyle said that, but I'll do it anyway.
This is a joke,
my
quite frankly.
My friends over at FanDuel this year, FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl squares you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers aren't just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You could pick as many games as you like, and you'll get the odds beforehand, and you could bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and bet on the squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can bet $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Is this our song to the Phillies? Don't let us down tonight. Is it going to work, Hugh?
Is this Mick Jagger?
I wish there was a camera on Kyle just staring.
No, he looked at me like, are you kidding me? Wait a minute, who is this?
Come on, man.
No, Rolling Stones, right?
Ew, buddy. What's your other guess? It's not the Rolling Stones.
I don't have one.
You don't have a single one.
I do not.
Come on, dude. I'm not gonna tell you. I'm gonna let people roast you on social media.
I'm thinking Rolling Stones.
Yeah, you're wrong. I already told you that. I asked you for your second guess.
I don't have one.
All right,
not the Beatles.
Yes, good job. Finally.
Seriously, the Beatles?
Yes.
Joe looking at me like he's disappointed, like thoroughly.
Yeah, that was bad.
I was going to let you work your way through that one.
This doesn't sound like a Beatles, but I don't know the Beatles catalog like that. That does not sound like the Beatles to me.
Well, obviously, because you didn't say them.
Yeah, obviously. Okay.
Well, hopefully the Phillies do not let us down. They let us down last night. They let us down in Game One.
Well, that was a bad omen. Like
I know.
You just let us down.
I don't know. I didn't know that song though. I don't think I've ever heard that. It sounded to me like a little bit of Rolling Stones though. Yeah, to be honest,
whatever, dude.
Maybe we need more Beatles music.
I cannot believe that. I stand firm in this, like Elliot did in his takes. That could have been confused with the Rolling Stones a little bit.
But we have a pattern now. When you say an artist, it's the opposite. Or you say someone's an actress or an actor, it's the opposite.
Yeah, we got a pattern.
we do have a pattern. 215-592-949. Let's get back to the phones here. People have been waiting. Let's get everyone's take on this. Do you feel like this series is over? Any hope left? it's against my better judgment. I think the Phillies are going to win this game tonight. Like, I know what the reality is. I know the way they've played. I think they're going to win tonight. Well, I don't know why.
It feels like something like that would happen.
Listen to the statistic I saw this morning that blew me away. So, you know, you would think the Phillies would have the advantage, Hugh, in the Wheeler and Nola games, right? Their best pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 years, in games started by Nola or Wheeler, do you know what the Mets' record against the Phillies is? We know in this series they're 2-0, right? They won game one, they won game three. In the last 3 years, the Mets are 14-3 when Wheeler or Nola start the game.
That's crazy.
I know. And they obviously the Phillies won the Sanchez start. Like this, it doesn't make any sense, but I feel like the Phillies are going to find a way to win the game tonight.
So I've been saving this for this point of the show,
yep.
But I ran this by you earlier today.
Go ahead.
You know what this series really reminds me of?
What's that?
The Sixers and Knicks series. Besides the fact that that was a longer series, like that was seven games.
You get the New
and
York, we lost the first two. Yeah, we lost the first two.
But then we had, like, think about it this way. We should have the better roster going in, which we thought the Sixers did. But the Knicks were just scrappy. They played with a lot of heart, sort of like the Mets do. The Knicks did the offensive rebounding thing, which we were like, why can't the Sixers do that?
Yep.
The Mets have the situational baseball and the two-out hitting, where we're all like, why can't the Phillies do that? So we had the miraculous performance, which was the equivalent to the Embiid 40-point game in Game 3, but that was Game 2 for us. We need
the maxi game,
the maxi 50-point performance out of somebody tonight.
So who's our guy? Who's our maxi tonight? All right, so who are we calling out? I'll start us off. I mean, mine is pretty obvious. Can I have a $300 million shortstop look for one day like a $300 million shortstop?
Do your job.
Play like you were paid to play. Lindor looks like a $300 million player all the time. I'm not expecting Trey Turner to be baseball's best player over 162. He's not. But one night, take over the game. Like I want a home run from Trey Turner in the first inning. Set the tone. Let's go. It's a pitch. It's a soft tossing lefty. This is the kind of guy he hits. Hit a home run. Get this thing going. I'm asking for the Trey game. Hugh, who are you asking
for? I'm going to go chalk. I'm going Bryce Harper.
Okay.
Have the game that you thought you were going to have last night. In the sixth inning when you came up to bat and you swung at all three pitches the way that you did. Have that. You need to have that game tonight. If the situation presents itself again, I would like for you to be a little bit more patient
in your
selection. But I want you to have that moment that you were so desperately looking for last night. I want that moment for you, bro. I do. I really want that moment for you.
Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, I want Bryce to have the moment. He's obviously capable of having the moment. The Bryce home run was almost the equivalent to the Embiid 40-point game.
Game 3.
Yeah. Like, Harper stepped up. He's the number one guy. Can our number two be our number two? Like, can Trey do what Fernando Tatis has been doing to the Dodgers? Set the tone. Like, be a problem at the plate.
Mm.
Like, he's a problem for us at the plate.
And look, he hasn't been pitiful in this series. He's got on base sometimes. He's got a couple singles. But I need an impact.
Be a superstar.
Impact.
You're Trey Turner. We signed you to be like the Robin to Bryce's Batman, the Maxi to Embiid, or like the, you know, Embiid's Maxi.
Well, you think about what happened post the World Series appearance 2 years ago. He was supposed to be the thing to put him over the top.
Right.
And I haven't seen that.
No,
since
he's putting him below.
And
it's like an anchor.
He's capable of having big. He gets on runs in the regular season. He even got on one the beginning of the playoffs last year against Miami and Atlanta. Like, we've seen it at times. I need a Trey hot streak, like starting tonight. Could you imagine what it would do for this team if he got on one of his hot streaks? Like, Trey does this once every, I don't know, 9 weeks. He'll have a week where he looks unstoppable. I need it starting tonight.
If Trey hits the way that we know he can hit, we can win the World Series.
If Trey gets on a heater tonight, we could be talking next week about the Phillies up 2-1 in the NLCS on the Padres. Or like, that's not crazy. That's still on the table, but he's got to start hitting tonight. And I mean impact hitting. I'm not talking about a dribbler down the third baseline and he's safe. And like, well, Joey's 1-for-3. Shut up. Not 1-for-3. That's not what he's here for, the dribblers. I want some impact tonight from this player. Let's go to the phone lines here. Gary is up next. What's up, Gary?
Gare.
Hey, the Phillies, I mean, it reminds me of last year and what's happened in the regular season. They do not play situational baseball. They don't move runners. They don't take pitches. They don't extend their at-bats. If you look at the Mets and the Brewers, the Mets were cutting down on their swing. They were just trying to put the ball in play. The Phillies have lived off the home run for the last 2 years, and when they go away, they don't have anything else to rely on. I just don't understand that they're not extending their at-bats. They're not grinding through. You can't have a pitcher get through the innings with minimal amount of pitches. I mean, you know, foul some pitches off. Take some pitches. Don't swing it like Bryce did last night. Don't swing at the first three pitches you see. Or Alex Bohm, swing at the first ball that comes to him. I just don't get why they haven't. I guess they're not built to do that, but that's the way to win, to play that kind of small ball when you need it.
Yeah, and especially in October, Gary, you get away with it during the regular season because you play enough bad teams, you can beat them the way they play. But it does get magnified. Gary, it's a good phone call. It gets magnified in the playoffs. The Mets are doing it. Kyle made the point it's similar to the Knicks' offensive rebounding in the NBA series last year. It's the way the Mets have situational hitting. Sometimes the Mets, it feels like when there's runners on late in the game, they take half swings to get a single. Like Marte's been doing it over and over.
They're being smart because it almost feels like they feel like, hey, you know, the Phillies, they're going to try to swing for the fences. They're not going to play small ball. They're trying to get it over in one or catch up in one swing. It's not working like that.
And the part that makes the Mets dangerous is they could do both, right? They've hit a bunch of home runs in the series. They started the game yesterday with two home runs, but they added on with the other way, and that's how they got to seven runs. I mean, we've hit some home runs in the series too, right? Castellanos and Harper and Schwarber, but we haven't added on with the other stuff. Drew is up on WIP. Hey, Drew.
Hi.
Hey, Drew.
What's up, Drew?
I'm here. I'm putting some things together, but I need some questions answered.
Okay.
I heard earlier in the show Suarez's record early in the game, in games that he's pitched, where he gives up 5, 6, 7 runs in a couple of innings. What inning was it last night when Harper started swinging at really bad pitches?
It was the sixth.
Sixth inning.
Top six.
And what was the score at that point?
2-0 Mets.
So it was only 2-0, but they looked desperate, swinging at anything coming at them. And, you know, at this point in Harper's career, maybe he is desperate. You know, he wants that ring, and he's willing to swing at anything to try and hit a home run.
It felt that way, Drew, watching him hit there. I mean, he let the pitcher off the hook. The guy had walked the two previous batters. He threw a strike to Harper, and then the next two pitches Harper saw were clearly balls outside the strike zone. He let him off the hook. I mean, if he didn't swing the bat in that at-bat, he may have walked him too.
Right. Now I want to flip all this and look at the pitching for tonight.
What do you think?
Well, one thing that strikes me is it's do or die tonight.
Do or die.
I mean, that's win or go home.
Basically.
And I think you got to put your best chance out there. What is Wheeler's record with only 3 days rest?
He's never done it. He's never done it, Drew. And Drew, you're not the only one that's brought this up, and we appreciate the call. It's a good call. He's never done it, Hugh. I mean, we have the lineup out. Suarez is obviously starting the game. But barring an injury or barring a scratch, I think it's pretty frowned upon because of the betting, how baseball's in bed with betting. They're not going to switch the starting pitcher now. It's announced the lineup is out. Suarez is starting the game. But I don't expect Wheeler to pitch. Now, if this game went to extra innings or something crazy, then they might have no choice. But he's never pitched on 3 days rest.
No, I'm saving it for Friday. I think if we get this one tonight, which I think we will get, I'm saving it for Friday because we're going to need him. And I'm going to take everything that I could possibly get from him if that's the case. I don't want to take any chances. Ranger got to get it done tonight, man. I know we talked about it. We've been joking about it. You said 3. I said at the most 4. I understand the situation and the weight of the moment and what we're asking him to do. Tidy back and all of that good stuff. But you got to get it done tonight because if you don't get it done tonight, we're going home.
I think Sanchez is the pitcher to watch out of the bullpen tonight. Today's his throw day. According to Matt Gelb, he's going to be in the bullpen. He's not going to throw his regular bullpen session. He's going to be with the relief pitchers in the bullpen. Sanchez, not Wheeler, strikes me as the guy who's going to come out and give some innings tonight. Now, I don't know what he can give in the middle of his week, right, in between start Sunday and whenever his next start would be.
Give me what you got.
Is it, I don't know, anything or two? I think he's the guy that helps them tonight. I think it's Suarez, Sanchez, Hoffman, Strom, Estevez. If I have my way tonight, those are the only five pitchers pitching, and I hope I score enough runs, and let's get this thing back. And then, Hugh, then we'll have the discussion Friday of how many pitches could they get out of Wheeler Friday. That might be when you say, you know what, Zach, all nine.
Listen, give me what you got. Give me all you got. And he still might be fuming from the fact that they didn't want to give him tickets to the playoffs.
Of course
when they were
he's fuming.
And he wants to send them home. I like those chances if he's out there. I like his chances. I like him being able to bring it on home for us.
It is funny. If they somehow win tonight, this thing's going to flip to where everyone's going to believe they're going to win on Friday.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You guys want to see someone do a 180?
Yeah, that you're going to pick that towel right up. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get your phone calls up and the Rob Thompson press conference. He'll talk about the lineup, the situation the Phillies face tonight. It is Suarez. It is Quintana. It's game four, less than 4 hours from now on WIP. 215-592-9494. Get your board. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all know how much I love bacon, and y'all really know how much I love Hatfield bacon. And now Hatfield has made it even easier to enjoy delicious breakfast with their new breakfast line. They have savory breakfast ham slices. They got pork roll. I really like pork roll. They have juicy breakfast sausage links, and they have Canadian bacon. And soon in your grocery store refrigerator section, Hatfield's frozen sausage patties and links. Perfect for those busy mornings. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer location near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.